Good morning, everyone. I'm Michelle Griego. This is your Pix Now update, and here are some of the top headlines we're following. We continue to follow developing news out of Fremont, where police are investigating a deadly officer-involved shooting. KPIX 5 reporter Jackie Ward has the latest.
Fremont police are still on the scene of an officer-involved shooting that happened at this intersection last night, leaving one person dead. We are at Civic Center and BART Way in Fremont right now, near the Fremont BART station and the Washington Hospital. The shooting happened just before 11 last night. An officer was shot at as he was driving down Civic Center Drive, heading back to the station. He was not responding to a call. As he approached the intersection of Civic Center and Mowry, right by the hospital, he saw a person pointing a gun at his patrol car, and this person fired at it, hitting the driver's side. The police officer quickly made a U-turn, got out of his car, and took out his gun. The police officer then fired many shots at the suspect. We're not sure how many, caused the suspect to fall to the ground. Two officers heard the shots fired call, sped to the scene. Captain Fred Bobbitt with Fremont Police spoke to the media about what happened.
You know, this is an area where, I mean, we talk about just the hospital in itself. People, you know, come to Washington Hospital when they're injured, when they need care. So, you know, when we look at it that way, of course, I mean, it was an extremely unfortunate incident, and it's just, you know, we're thankful that our officers are okay.
After the suspect was shot, he was ordered to stop moving. Police say he continued to wave his hands. That's when the suspect started to crawl toward a gun. He was actually able to grab it and point it at the officers. That's when police fired more shots at him. The suspect died 17 minutes later. This is the first police shooting to happen in Fremont in 2019, and we won't be learning any more details about what happened for another 48 to 72 hours. In Fremont, Jackie Ward, KPIX 5.
A high school student from Hayward is missing and presumed dead after he fell off a boogie board in the waters near Half Moon Bay yesterday. Authorities say friends of the 18-year-old lost track of him and later saw his board come back to shore without him. The friends went out to look for him, but the waters got too rough. As of now, the search has been suspended. A sinkhole in Moraga is growing this morning, and it appears to be part of a much bigger problem. It's located on Center Street near Ream Boulevard and is caused by the same storm drain pipe that caused another sinkhole 3 years ago. That one was on city land and cost $3 million to fix. But now the pipe is causing this new sinkhole on private land in a gas station parking lot just a few feet away. The area was not repaired in the 2016 fix, and now the new sinkhole continues to grow. So far, there's no timeline or cost for the repair. It's also unclear whether the private landowner will have to pay to fix it. When it comes to earthquakes, it turns out California has experienced 10 times more quakes than previously detected. It's all from a study published in the journal Science. Researchers can now detect microquakes between magnitude 0 and 1. They have also found undiscovered faults and can measure faint foreshocks that come before earthquakes. Armed with these new tools, they have documented just under 2 million quakes over the past 10 years. And scientists now say quakes rock Southern California about every 3 minutes rather than every 30 minutes. And now to a live look outside from our San Jose camera. It is cooler than yesterday, but still a nice start to the holiday weekend. Mary Lee with your Easter forecast. Mary?
That's right, Michelle. It is looking like a great weekend. Cooler, especially compared to yesterday when we had the warmest temps that we've seen so far this year. For today, above average temps, but just not as warm as yesterday. Here is a live look with our Sutro cam, and you can see the fog rolling in. So that marine layer in place. You can see the top of the Golden Gate Bridge there with the towers. Let's check out the visibility, because dense fog along the coast down to a quarter mile at Half Moon Bay, and you can see that fog moving into the Golden Gate Gap as well as parts of the bay. So here's what you can expect for today. For the coast, morning fog, partly sunny, temperatures in the low to mid 60s. For the bay, mid to upper 60s to low 70s, partly sunny. And for our inland locations, it's still going to be warm in the low 80s with mostly sunny skies. So daytime highs running about 5 to 10 degrees above average for this time of year. So that cool down begins today, and especially for your Saturday. It's all because of this low pressure system that's going to come in from the Pacific Northwest. That'll bring more clouds and also cooler temperatures. So as we go through the day, mostly sunny to partly sunny. And here we go for tomorrow with more clouds, cooler, could see some drizzle or sprinkles along the coast for your Saturday. So daytime highs today, check out our inland locations in the low 80s. Back to you.
San Francisco police preparing for the annual 420 celebration at Hippie Hill that happens every year in Golden Gate Park on April 20th. Organizers are expecting up to 20,000 people to come out for tomorrow's event. City officials say they want people to have a good time, but they will be enforcing the rules with extra officers on the street. Glass, drones, alcohol, pets, and weapons are not allowed. We'll be back with another update at the top of the hour, and you can watch or listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or on our KPIX Facebook page.